And aloha. Greetings and blessings, divine ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and you are listening to The Road to Happy. So it's raining this morning, as it does in the rainforest, and preventing me from sitting in my favorite spot, waiting for the sun to come up. But I don't know if you've ever been in a rainforest. But the rain is different here. There's different types of rain. There's mists. There's the sideways rain. There is the Noah's Ark rain, as I refer to it. The first year we were here, January, it rained for 3 weeks straight, and I was told that's not much, because other people had stories of 6 weeks and 2 months of solid rain. And now, having lived on this island for some time, I believe it. But today there's just this gentle, I can't even call it rain. It's just as if we were, and most likely are, as we're a higher elevation ensconced within the cloud itself. And you can see just dancing little particles of mist and a silence that is just so sweet and soft. It's very womb-like, these moments in the rainforest, and so conducive to writing or inner journey, contemplation, or just communing with that around you. So if I look off to my right, Mr. and Mrs. Cardinal are sharing a little something. It's so sweet. They're literally sharing it from their beaks, sitting on the fence that's here and flying from there to my chair where I would be. So it's good to see that it's being used in the rain. I was a tad surprised to see cardinals on the island. A Chicago native, you know, it's the, well, you don't probably know, but that is the state bird of Illinois, the cardinal. So it seems like it has followed me here, and it's certainly a welcome sight. Little red cardinal before me, Mr. Cardinal, hopping along on the ground. And here I sit on my lanai, so sheltered from the rain with, let's see, we had three cats by us, and I'm joined this morning with Mr. Mini Marshmallow, who is anything but Mini, an aptly named because he is the scaredy cat of the bunch, and waiting for me to sit to procure a seat, aka lap, so he can sit. So not offering that at the moment, just standing here and taking in this scene that I can share with you, truly praying that you're able to take pause to create that space of stillness within your day, within your life, these moments that you join me here, knowing that there is some message that is meant for you alone. And taking that in with each breath. As I've mentioned before, if you haven't heard other episodes, I rather view these episodes as oracle cards, and so just pick one. I'm quite rubbish at coming up with names for the episodes, because I start one way and they just drift here and there as I'm called or as I am offered messages to share with you. So just pick one and relax. But this morning, as it's such a gentle energy here, and really it's difficult to even see the back of my lot, this land here, because as I said, it's as if we are ensconced in this cloud, and truly, most likely are. So everything takes on this rather hazy hue. I hear only the birds in the distance and the constant drip drip of water. Reminding us what a blessing is water, and how mistreated in the world today, right? So part of the work we will do here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary and carry on through the church that I founded, Church of Our Divine Mother, is the honoring and blessing of water. The deep, deep commune with this beautiful gift that we have been offered. So that to come. But now drawing you into this space, again praying you're able to take pause, take a few deep breaths, imagining you're breathing in this rich, luscious, damp air, unpolluted from this space in the middle of the ocean, as my daughter says. But there is value to that. There are no factories here. There's no big production. So just the sweetness to the air, as air should be. It truly is impossible to move quickly here. That pace of life in the big city, pick one, anyone. Anywhere in the world, that pace, that hurriedness, that jamming of people together in one space does not exist here. And indeed, it's as if the island has heard me, because the rain is coming in earnest now. And my cat shoving his head into mine for attention. But that hurried pace, the one that is so counterproductive to the inner journey, the one that is so detrimental to our nervous system, to our energy self, doesn't exist here. So the whole purpose of this emergence that we are offering to the world from the universe is that you unplug from all of that, that you allow yourself space to be present for yourself, for all that is around you, to find stillness. Now, I've taught meditation. I have run a meditation center with a beautiful friend of mine in Sydney. And I have been told upside down in center by many people, I can't meditate. This is not for me. I can't do this. In a variety of different forms of words. And my answer always is, if you're human and you've got a butt, yes, you can. Why do those two things go together? Because the easy maya version of meditation is you plop yourself on the ground, close your eyes, and simply allow. And I'm not a betting person by any means, but I would set a wager that if you were to be here with me in this space, with this high vibrational energy, the quiet of the rain, the sweet smell of the sunflower in the distance, ginger not quite blooming yet, so not sure what it is, but there's just a sweetness to the air, that your mind would still. Your mind would still, and you would be one with that around you. That is the deep, deep communing with the land around us. Seeking that connection from our heart to the heart of Gaia. Receiving messages and wisdom from the standing ones, the trees, grass, flowers, bugs, other animals, other subjects on this on this island, in your space, your biosphere. Here there is peace and tranquility, and that is what we offer through this emergence, because it is missing from so many. Isn't it? The peace that comes from a heart that is happy. And thus the name. We're the Happy Heart Sanctuary. That name came to me after my husband passed. And I was just at a point where I was getting frustrated with the grieving journey, because it's not one that you can rush forward or jump over. You can't fast forward and go, right, okay. And I remember thinking then, it's not like, you know, taking some tests throughout the day and then going, right, it's my time at the end of the day. I'm going to pause now and just have some stillness and we'll pick it up tomorrow. It just doesn't, it never ends, does it? It never ends. And it is that constant carrying of the weight of grief and loss that really wears us down. And so I thought in those moments, I said, you know, I just want to feel happiness again. I just want to be happy. I want my heart to be happy again. Those joyful moments I shared with my partner, I want that again. Now I know I can't have those with him, I thought, but you know, I'm here. So it came in my mind to create a space where people could come home to self. Home to the real essence of you. And you can only do that through stillness. You can only do that by unplugging, by making a commitment to yourself to leave the devices, leave the noise outside. I don't know if you can hear the rooster crowing. You can only do that through stillness. Well, and also, they're saying, by making a commitment. And the commitment can be as simple as just saying, yes, this is what I choose. This is what I choose today. I choose different. I do not like this path. I do not like how I feel on this path. I do not like how each day burns into another and it's the same thing over and over. I want joy. I want peace. I want tranquility. Claim it. It's yours. So the thought bubbled in my mind to create this container here on the island, a space where you can get just that. And it's not me doing, I feel. It's just creating a container. What was that movie way, way back? If you build it, they will come. You know, the baseball movie with Kevin Costner. I can't think what it's called right now. My daughter would say, in the ancient times. Oh, yeah. I was hoping you can hear that, the bird in the distance. It's one of the local birds. I have a dear friend here on island who's an ornithologist, believe that is correct. She comes here to study the patterns of the birds. I should ask her. So in this container, you who are drawn to this island and to this emergence, you would sit. And first calm and still your nervous central, your I said that not the right way. Your central nervous system. Comment. All the excess baggage, weight, thoughts, offer it to Gaia, offer it to our divine Mother Earth. Let her take it and free you. And then you can sit for as long as you want. There will be activities, but they will not be, you know, pool volleyball and massage kind of thing. It will be hands in dirt, learning about natural remedies, herbs. Oh, well, Sylvester is getting old. Learning about natural remedies, not by reading, by doing. Seeing the growth patterns of the plants, communing with them, seeing their medicine, asking the plants what their medicine is. You know, I started doing that years and years and years ago, because I never, ever within me have trusted anything anyone's told me or given me to read, saying, yes, read this. Okay, I'll read it. But I always read it with a grain of salt. And at one point when I was young, I said, you know what? Sod this. I'm going to ask the plant myself. I never had done it, never had connected with another being on this planet. But I remember the first plant was basil. I said, right, Mrs. Basil, tell me about you. And through my technique of journeying, connected with the essence of basil, and could see that basil in its way was connected to blood and to cleansing, not strong, but still had this element within it. And sure enough, went to go read about basil and saw that it has this quality of helping to clear and to cleanse. You too can connect with the things around you. You will find your way to do that, your inherent wisdom. This is the time of activation to rekindle that light within you, the one that is connected so deeply to the earth, to the ancestors. The wisdom is there. And those of you who are comfortable, who have comfortable with the knowledge that you have been here many times. If not, that's okay. Just pause for a moment and take it in and see if it sits well with you. But the wisdom you have gathered in other existences remains with you still. It's just within you. It's in those inner nudges. You know, when you say, I don't know how I know this, but I know. I do know. And then our gut instinct is to get back in our heads and doubt it. You know who you are. 99% of you. Don't go back up there. When you've got that inner nudging, when you've got that wisdom that is bubbling up to you from those deep, deep resources within you, don't shush it away. Embrace it. And go, yes, I trust this knowledge. Test it out. Test it out. So that is a core element of the Happy Heart Sanctuary in this container that is being created as we speak. I can feel it. Oh my goodness, I can feel it. I had tea with my dear, lovely, magical friend yesterday. Who I'd offer her name, but I have learned in the past to always ask first. So I will just put out my beautiful, magical friend. And I was sharing with her that I have never, I think, in my whole life felt so assured of what the universe is saying to me. Anyway, moving on. that is one of the core threads of this new, I'm going to say new, but the image they're showing me just got super complicated. So compact. Not complicated, just really compact. So anyway, it's a bridge to the old is what they're saying. This isn't new. It isn't new to be connected or to follow our intuition. But in this society that we've created with all of this noise, it has intentionally disconnected us. Musubi. My cat Musubi is getting very annoyed I'm standing. She's the chatty one that you hear most often. So purposely disconnected us so that we are in this perpetual state of just, I imagine, you know, this little like a child's wind-up toy that you wind up and it's just bashing its head, you know, just moving forward like some little robot thing with a wind-up thing in the back. And you put it on the ground and it's moving forward and then hits a wall and then bounces back and then hits the wall again, then bounces back, then hits the wall again. That's what comes to mind. Where many of us reside in that state. And the antidote to that is connection. Pure and simple. It's not complicated. Anything I do here and present to you that comes through me from the universe is simplicity with simplicity. It's just like simplicity squared. That would even be too complicated. We boil it down to the smallest factors. It is all about getting out of your head and getting into your heart space and trusting completely what you find there. That's it. And I don't want to hear from anyone, I can't, because if you're sending I can't out to the universe, then no, you won't be able to. Because remember, thoughts are energy. We are energy beings in an energy world. Thoughts are our. Boy, that's tricky in English. I used to teach ESL. Thoughts are energy. So if you want a golden nugget of a tip for the day, be mindful of the thoughts in your mind. What are the words that you say over and over? And if you're saying, I can't, and in that camp, be aware, that's step number one, and then shift it. Consciously shift it. I do not want to be in the space of can't. I want to be in the space of expansion. That is where we should all be. The universe is constantly evolving, constantly expanding, and so are we. Because we are the loving expression of the universe. So catch yourself. The can't world resides in a box of constriction. Oh, it felt so good to say that. I used to say that all the time on my radio show. Me as Mystical Moments, Triple H, 100.1 FM. The boxes of constriction that we ourselves design, place ourselves in, and then go, right, I'm going to sit here now and never look over the edge. But if you are bold and brave enough to stand on your desk, proverbial desk, and peek over the cubicle of that box. My goodness, there's a wide world out there, isn't there? And that world resides within you. Know that, feel it, embrace it. Oh, dear ones, we are going for a ride, you and I, a journey, a magical journey together where we are breaking through of these boxes of constriction and we are all residing in that space of growth, expansion, and love. Key words. And it doesn't mean you have to physically up and move. That movement, that shift begins within you. That is where it begins. That is where the action, so to speak, takes place. And my goodness, I'm getting eaten up by Mr. Mosquito here. Oh. Right. That feels complete for this moment, but there is so much more I can offer. And I will be starting my video series of courses that you can download at any time, asking just a donation offered to the Church of Our Divine Mother for those courses. And you can begin your journey of breaking through out of the box and into the road to freedom, the road to happy. So I am Priestess May Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii. You have been listening to The Road to Happy. From my heart to yours, we are all one. Aloha and bye.